Northwest Airlines wants its flight attendants to agree to pay and benefits cuts of as much as 40%. It says it needs the concessions to save enough money in all of its labor contracts to keep the airline flying. Last week, Northwest imposed contract terms on its flight attendants after the two sides were unable to agree on a new contract. The Association of Flight Attendants says that amounted to pushing its members too far. The union has told the carrier its members will begin a job action known as chaos as early as next Tuesday night, unless there's a contract agreement before then. Airline analyst Terry Tripler of CheapSeats.com says chaos is exactly what its name implies.
Chaos could be a situation where all the flights into and out of Green Bay are canceled for one day because the flight attendants don't show up, or you could be on board a flight in Milwaukee and the flight attendants could walk off. Chaos is much, much harder on the customer.
Tripler says if the flight attendants were to call a general strike, customers would at least know in advance which flights were canceled and which were still flying. Northwest is asking a federal bankruptcy judge to bar the flight attendants from any job action, and Tripler thinks the judge will do that.
But then most people expect then the flight attendants would go to court. They would try to find someone who would say they do have a right to strike, so probably still isn't over.
Northwest has already won concessions from its other labor unions and says it needs to save a total of $1.4 billion a year in wages and benefits as part of its restructuring plan. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.